And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 3rd of October, 2016. It was on this day, 1895, Stephen Crane's novel The Red Badge of Courage was published, the story of a Civil War private, Henry Fleming. It's the birthday of Emily Post, born Baltimore, 1873, wrote about etiquette. Emily Post, who said, "Manners are a sensitive awareness of the feelings of others. If you have that awareness, you have good manners, no matter what fork you use." It's the birthday of Harvey Kurtzman, the cartoonist, born in Brooklyn, 1924. He was one of the founders of Mad Magazine in 1952. It's the birthday of the man who said 50% of people won't vote and 50% don't read newspapers. I hope it's the same 50%. Gore Vidal, born at West Point, New York in 1925, best known for his works of historical fiction, Julian, Burr, and Lincoln, and his 1968 novel Myra Breckinridge, a satire about a transsexual, was an international bestseller. And it's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Wolfe, Asheville, North Carolina, 1900. Wanted to be a playwright at first. He wrote, acted in several plays at the University of North Carolina, later at Harvard, moved to New York, taught playwriting at NYU, turned to fiction when he was 26, and wrote what would become his most famous novel, Look Homeward, Angel. Thomas Wolfe, who said, "All things on earth point home in old October, sailors to sea, travelers to walls and fences, hunters to field and hollow, and the long voice of the hounds, the lover to the love he has forsaken." Here's a poem for today by Deborah Cummins entitled Just One God. "And so many of us, how can we expect him to keep track of which voice goes with what request? Words work their way skyward, O Lord, followed by petition for a cure, the safe landing for what is lost, missing a spouse, a job, the final game, complaint cloaked as need, the faster car, porcelain teeth, that so many entreaties go unanswered may say less about our lamentable inability to be heard than our inherent flawed condition. Why else at birth the first sound we make, that full throttled cry of want, 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 of never enough? Desire as embedded in us as the ancestral tug in my unconscioned dog, who takes to the woods, nose to the ground, pulled far from domesticated hearth, bowl of kibble. Left behind, I go about my superior business, my daily ritual I could call prayer. But look, this morning, in my kitchen, I'm not asking for more of anything. My husband slices bread, hums a tune from our past, eggs spatter in a skillet, wands of lilac I stuck in a glass by the open window wobble in a radiant and, dare I say it, merciful light." A poem entitled Just One God by Deborah Cummins from Counting the Waves, published by WordTech Communications, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.